views expressed on this program are those of the hosts, guests, and callers, and are not necessarily those of this station, its management, or other advertisers. You're listening to Transformation Talk Radio.
The truth is funny. With Colette Stephan, we'll have you thinking outside the box and riding the wave of infinite potential. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success. Many people who shift out of limiting beliefs roar with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The truth is funny. Shift happens. Feel instant relief. Stay tuned for more fun and release struggle and suffering. And now, here's your host, Colette Stephan.
This is Colette Marie Stephan. Welcome to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. Stay tuned and experience the instant relief using your intuition to solve life's most challenging problems. Shift happens every Wednesday at 8 o'clock a.m. Pacific time on the airwaves and in the archives at thetruthisfunny.com, transformationtalkradio.com, and transformationradio.fm. So the energetic shifts are still accessible through HSN, the Higher Self Network, later if you're listening later. We love to hear from you. Feel free to call in 1-800-930-2819. I'm very, very happy about my guest today. Be a Bee Ambassador wherever you live. So wherever you are, you too can become a Bee Ambassador and join the movement to protect wild pollinators by creating a bee-friendly zone on your property. Pollinators are responsible for one out of every three bites of food we eat and are in peril due to pesticides, disease, loss of habitat. So you can save the bees. The solution is as simple as creating some habitat and some food for them. Nancy Holmes has published five collections of poetry, most recently the Flicker Tree Okanagan Poems. The book is a collection of poems about the place, people, plants, and animals of the Okanagan Valley in the southern interior of British Columbia, where she has lived for the past 25 years. She is also the editor of Open Wide, Wilderness Canadian Nature Poems. And Nancy is an associate professor in creative writing in the Department of Creative Studies at the University of British Columbia in Kelowna. Place, community, and artistic collaboration are one of her main interests. Join her commitment to the writing and teaching of poetry and fiction. She creates, supports, and curates eco-themed community-based art projects and with her students and other artists, including Woodhaven Eco Art Project, and with a colleague. She has also established the Eco Art Incubator, which supports ecological art in the Okanagan Valley. Currently, she works in with a colleague, Emily Carr, University of Art and Design, on an award-winning project called Border Free Bees, which harnesses the power of art to raise awareness and develop initiatives to protect native pollinators, especially bees in the lower mainland of the Okanagan. Nancy won the 2015 Robert Croce Natural Teaching Award in Creative Writing for her innovative student project, Dig Your Neighborhood. I love that. The 2017 Creative Nonfiction Award at the Malahat Review. Wow, Nancy, you're a busy woman.
I am.
I'm so happy to have you on this show. I just want to thank you, first and foremost, for all your good work. You and I did meet at the very first Border Free Bee Project. Do you want to talk a little bit about that?
Yeah, sure. I could talk about how we got started. You were involved on the Nectar Trail.
Right.
Our project that we did, about 2 years ago. So we started off as a kind of pilot project. We thought, we heard from our scientists that worked with us at the pollination lab at Simon Fraser University, that to help bees move through landscapes, it's really helpful to have little patches of flower gardens about 100 meters apart about 200 or 300 feet apart. Because some bees are very, very tiny and they can't fly very far. So if you want to help bees move through the landscape, you need to have these little flowery stepping stones, especially in urban landscapes, to help the bees flow through through a community. And the reason you want bees to flow through the community is because they have to keep looking for food. So if, you know, one part of the world only has flowers that bloom in July, what are they going to do in August? They need to fly somewhere else. And
yes.
City, right? So if you mix up bee populations, they're healthier because they get, they can, you know, have mates that are from a slightly different genetic background. So
one
it's a really
that
great idea.
Oh, sorry.
Yeah,
one thing I found fascinating is how many different kinds of bees there were, and the fact that I didn't know that one of the biggest causes of death in them is just like them having to cross the street, and cars
Absolutely.
Hit them. And yes, yeah. Could you? I didn't mean to interrupt you, but just talk a little bit more about that, like why this is so important.
Yeah, it's well, you've hit the nail on the head that we most of us don't understand how many different kinds of bees there are. There are. Over in the whole world, there are over 20,000 different species of bees. And, you know, to put that in context, there's only about 6,000 different species of mammals. So, like 20,000 species of bees in the world is incredible. And we have over 380 in the little valley where we live, in the Okanagan Valley, and over 900 in all of Canada. So most people just think, when they think about bees, oh, well, they have queens, there's hives, they make honey, there's drones, they do their dances, they live in big colonies. But in fact, everything that I just said there is only about one of those 20,000 species of bees. It's the European honeybee. It's not a native bee. It was brought over to North America from Europe with the European settlers. There are countless other kinds of bees. You know, they're not all yellow and black. They're tiny. They're huge. They can do all kinds of amazing things. Most of them are solitary. They don't live in colonies. Most of them live in the ground. None of them really make honey for us except for the honeybee.
This is just so amazing to hear all this.
Incredible.
You know, it is, because that in the ground thing, that, like, I did not know that. And one of the things that I don't want to forget to mention that we learned at that first meeting was that, you know, when people are mulching everything, like with bark and stuff, it's harder for the bees need to be able to go, like with all the gravel and everything, bees need to be able to go in the ground. I didn't know that.
You want to keep some of your land just like really bare and ugly, you know, by the back fence or something, into sand, bare land, you know, et cetera, not mulched, because that's where they'll nest. Yeah.
It's just fascinating. And, you know, at that first project, would you like to tell people what the Nectar Trail is and how it, you know, how it started and where it's led to now?
Yeah, so we started with the idea of the Nectar Trail. We thought, well, let's just take a neighborhood in our city, Kelowna, and we will identify three sort of bee hotspots. So we took an organic farm and vineyard, Summerhill Winery, and Woodhaven Nature Park, which is a wild spot, and then there's a demonstration garden at a recreation center in Kelowna, and they have an incredible bee activity there. So we identify these three hotspots, and then we sort of charted out a path that bees might travel between those three hotspots. And it was about a 7.5-kilometer route. And what we did, we thought to ourselves, well, if we have 100, you know, we need about 75 homes to sign on to join the route to create this route for the bees. So we put the word out. You know, you were one of them. We had
I'm so happy I was part of that pilot.
You jumped on it, right?
I was so happy.
100 people sign up, and people, you know, outside the neighborhood said, "Well, why can't I have be on the Nectar Trail too? Darn, you know." So we went back to our funder and we said, you know, we got the Nectar Trail. We had a huge uptake. You know, we have all these fantastic gardeners in town, and they all want to be ambassadors too, so can you give us more money? And so they did, with the World Wildlife Federation, which were great people to work with. And so we opened it up to all of the whole town. We said, okay, let's just have all of Kelowna create little mini nectar trails and have the ambassadors everywhere. And again, we just were so amazed by the uptake. We have now over 350 people who have made the commitment to be a bee ambassador in their neighborhoods.
Oh, I'm getting rushes through my body. That makes me so I'm so proud to be part of that pilot project, you know, just as a participant. And I just wanted to give a big shout out to the Sipes, the Summerhill Pyramid Winery, for hosting us. Gabe Sipes was just so gracious with his time and energy to explain these things to us, you know, and show us. And I also wanted to give a big shout out to Stephen Sipes. It's his birthday today, I understand.
Oh, happy birthday.
Happy birthday, Stephen, but we're not going to torture you by singing, are we, Nancy?
Oh, no, definitely you don't want to do that with me.
So happy birthday, and we won't torture you with our singing.
It was really exciting. And you know, people like Gabe and the people who do the demonstration garden at the recreation center, they are our champions because they know plants, right? And they understand how to grow really, you know, healthy plants for bees. And, you know, you can't talk about bees and bee health and helping bees without talking about plants.
So when we come back, we have to take a short break here. But when we come back, let's talk some more about that, about the plants and, you know, which ones are best to plant for the bees and all of those really, really cool things. And then we can get this out there and even have more. Maybe we can double, triple, quadruple the amount of people doing this. That'd be amazing. You are listening. You are listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Nancy Holmes. We'll be right back on 1-800-930-2819 if you have any questions for Nancy regarding the bees or you just want a little energetic boost here. Let's make some shift happen.
Are you done being afraid to jump into the life that's waiting for you? Are you ready for a real shift? I invite you to tune in every Tuesday with me, Tracy L., on the Tracy L. Clark Show, where we will teach you how to live your extraordinary life. At 8 a.m. Pacific on Transformation Talk Radio, where I will provide the tools and the steps needed to help you transcend perceived limitations and move forward with an extraordinary life. For more information, visit me at TracyLClark.com.
Goddess Light Shamanic Healer Bri Gibbs guides us through the ascending worlds, bringing forth knowledge and truth. As a light creator, she is here to provide new information needed at this time in our evolution. Join Bri as she shares messages from guides, spirits, ascended masters, goddesses, and more. Tune in Thursdays at 3 p.m. Pacific for the Dr. Bri Show, The Goddess Emergence, and live the authentic life.
Have you ever wondered if there's a way to heal the deep, hidden inner issues, wounds, beliefs, and traumas? The Journey into Spiritual Healing engages people in all areas of their lives to heal themselves and others. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as Dr. Jaffe brings conversations of healing of body, mind, and spirit as he merges the excellence of traditional medicine with the beauty of spiritual healing. For more information about Dr. Jaffe, this show, and his work, visit drjaffemd.com.
Hi, I'm Laura Meeks, and the most common problem that my clients face is all work and no play. This is why I created Fly High Living. I help you develop a balanced life plan and guide you to a place where you love to wake up in the morning.
Call 888-666-1570 or go to flyhighliving.com to sign up for the 4-week Flight Plan for Life course.
Dream on, fly high, and live adventurously on The Laura Meeks Show. Tune in each month on Transformation Talk Radio as host Laura Meeks guides you in finding your unique gifts and bringing them to life. As a certified life coach, speaker, and veteran bomber pilot for the U.S. Air Force, Laura knows how to follow a dream. She is ready to support you so you can dream on, fly high, and live adventurously. For more information on Laura and her work, visit flyhighliving.com.
Golden Otter Divinations Radio, where the metaphysical meets the mainstream with Autumn Seibel. Tune in the first Friday every month at 9 a.m. Pacific as Autumn, educator, health coach, and medium, explores metaphysical and mainstream strategies on how to elevate your level of conscious living. Draw in the abundance that is yours by divine right. For more information about working with Autumn, visit goldenotter.us. That's golden like the precious metal and otter like the precious animal.us.
We're back on The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and my guest today, Nancy Holmes. And we are, I just wanted you, if you would please share your contact information with everyone, Nancy, for the Border Freebies. How can they become part of this project?
Well, it's really easy. Just go on to borderfreebies, that's all one word, .com. And there's all kinds of information on that website. The one that might be good for everybody is if you go under the drop-down menu called Projects, and you can see a list there, a menu list, and it will say Become a Bee Ambassador. And you can just go right into there, and you can become a Bee Ambassador wherever you are in North America. We've got signs in French, Spanish, English.
I know. I have an English one. I want a French and Spanish one. You just download them. Okay, good.
I didn't know
that you could download them.
Yeah.
Okay, cool. Awesome. And, so tell us a little bit more about, I went to that website and there's so many projects that you're doing. So let's just go back to what we were talking about before the break, where we were talking about, the different plants that bees like and what part of the initiative was making seed balls. Do you want to just talk about that a little bit?
Yeah, as I was just saying, that you have to work with gardeners if you want to work with bees. So at the event you were at, we made seed bombs with Tanis Gieselman, who is a fantastic local native seed and plant expert.
And she was amazing.
Yeah, it was really great. So she knows so much about these seeds. And what she really focuses on are native plants. So no matter where you are in North America, you can really help the bees by planting plants that are native to your region. Because, of course, all the native bees have evolved over, eons with those particular plants. And they're really full of all the micronutrients they need. They're really accessible to those bees. So, yeah, what we encourage, first of all, is planting native plants. But also,
Is that because the native bees, which, there's so many varieties of them, most people, and this is something I also wanted to mention that you told me this morning, and I was not aware of this, is that which bees are the ones that sting?
Well, the bigger bees sting, so bumblebees will sting if you really get in their way, and honeybees, of course, are famous for stinging, partly because there's so many of them in a hive. You can, honeybees die after they sting you, so they have to, they have lots of bees they can sacrifice for defense.
Yes.
Yeah, don't sting, or they're so small, their stinger wouldn't even be able to pierce your skin. They just don't sting. They're considered non-stinging bees, almost every single native bee.
Isn't that good to know for people? Because a lot of people have a fear of being stung by bees. I'm sure you hear that all the time when you talk to people.
Yeah, all the time. And it's obviously genuine that if you do have an allergy, of course you're worried about that. But, fewer than 1% of Canadians are allergic to stings from bees and wasps. But many of us have had bad experiences that make us wary. But, bees are not flying around to sting you. They're looking for food. And people only get stung when they disturb bees' nests or step on or pinch bees or bees become tangled in your clothing. You can get really close to bees visiting flowers and not get stung.
On the weekend, just this past weekend, I was teaching a seminar. And one of my students that was there, and we call her because we all have a handle with the word shift in it. I'm the queen of shift, and we call this one because she's a very advocate for animals, bees, etc. Storm shift, shift. Great. She's shift storm, and she actually found a bee on Saturday while she was walking and picked it up because it was having a lot of problems. And it she has a video of it sitting on her hand. And it's just walking in circles and walking on circles. And she did some energy work with it and prayed over it. And the little bee buzzed off and flew away. So yeah. We're going to share. She's given me permission to share that video. I haven't had any time to Facebook because I was because of the seminar. So I will get some. I promise I'll get some Facebooking done in the next few hours today sometime. Nancy, we have a couple callers, so I'm just going to take the first caller here, and Carter?
Yeah, we have Andrea from New York. Welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Hi. Hi.
Thank you. I'm a friend of Rome Donati's who did the energy work on the bee, so perfect timing.
Oh, really? That's awesome. We were so happy to see it fly away. Like it looked like it was really struggling. And it was so beautiful because it just sat in her hand and it was totally, you could tell it knew it was in good hands.
Yes, well, she's a wonderful person, and she's the one that told me about your show, and she's probably listening. So, hi, Rome, and happy birthday to Stephen Sipes as well.
Are you going to sing for him? Because Nancy and I didn't want to.
I could, but, you know.
We didn't want to torture him. So, what can
we
do
for
you?
I love to sing, but.
What can we do for you today?
Well, Rome talked about, first of all, I just wanted to say thank you to your guest because I love honeybees, we love honey, and we have a friend in Virginia who has many honeybees, and she's won awards for her honey, and also your conversation inspired me to maybe start like
Nectar Trail.
Nectar Trail. Yeah, I live on a mountain with a lake, and there's an opportunity for people to grow, you know, lots of flowers here. And so maybe I'll start doing it here,
Nancy.
As well.
No, that's perfect. A bunch of neighbors who want to have a little habitat for bees. That's perfect.
Yeah.
And Andrea's from New York. So this is calling from New York right now. So, you know, like this is lovely. Thank you, Andrea.
Yeah, I live 90 minutes north of New York City in the Hudson Highlands on a mountain.
Right.
So there's lots of trees.
Go on to our website, borderfreebees.com, and go under the Bee Ambassador Project and print off the signs. They're really beautifully designed.
Mm-hmm.
And they just really attract people's, you know, attention. And what happens is you start having conversations with your neighbors and family and friends. They all want to become bee ambassadors too.
Yes.
Yes, yeah. I will bring it up at our next meeting.
Download the sign and throw it out in your yard.
Okay, that's great.
And is there anything that we can do for you personally today?
Yes, that's one of the things I would definitely be grateful for. I'm not too familiar with what you do, but Rome told me that you're an amazing healer, and I'm about to start, I'm a filmmaker and actress, but I'm also being guided to lead circles, women's circles, and I'm starting, women's day retreats and sistership circles, and I have a lot of fear around stepping up, putting myself out there because when I made my documentary film, which was about peace and environmental awareness with the native people, and we ran 4,000 kilometers across Japan, and actually Stephen Sipes contributed some of his beautiful sparkling wine for our opening, and his name is in the credits, Summer Hill Winery, so, and I hope to show it the film there one day, but I was just going to say that when I made the film, a lot of women attacked me, like kind of backstabbed me. And I'm a sensitive person. It really hurt my feelings. It hurt my sense of confidence.
Okay.
And I want to step up, but I have so much fear.
Sorry. I feel that I'm energetically tuning into this. And what I like to do is get a baseline from people so I know where you're at. And so I like to ask on a scale of 0 to 10, 10 being like hair on fire, press the panic button, and 0 being, ah, cool as a cucumber, I'm totally neutral to this. Where are you on that scale when you think about stepping out in a bigger way is what's coming up?
Oh, 9.
Okay, so I'm going to let Nancy talk about bees, and I'm going to energetically tune into you right now, and then we'll check in with you. If you just want to hold on the phone here.
Sure.
And Nancy, you can go back to telling us about the plants that bees like.
Okay.
Thank you, Nancy.
Yes.
Yeah. Great. So as I say, we'd really encourage people to plant native plants. So what's specific and appropriate to your region? That's just the best thing you can do for native plants. But there's all kinds of garden plants that are terrific as well. And as a gardener, you can be a great help to bees and to all the other pollinators. Something to keep in mind, bees really, really like the colors blue, purple, and white and yellow. Those are just like by far the most popular bee colors. So thinking about plants that that bloom with those colors is great. Butterflies like blue and violet and red flowers. And night flying insects like moths and some of the tiny flies that come out at night like white or pale flowers that are more visible at night. But all
that
these,
makes sense, doesn't it?
Yeah. So all these, you know, thinking a lot about what kind of flowers you put in your garden, it can be really great and really fun. So, you know, there are tiny, tiny bees that are like small as fruit flies, and they like little tiny flowers. You know, they like things like the native parsley or dill or cilantro, or fennel or carrot that's gone to seed that are very easy to access.
Awesome. So like, we do have to take a short break again here. See how fast radio land goes? I'm just going to ask Andrea, just if you can hang on over the break, then I'll check in with you when I come back and see. We have time to check in right now. When you get in touch with the thought of going out there and speaking in public in a bigger way and really putting yourself out there, has your number changed at all?
Maybe an 8.
There we go. Good. We're in the right direction. You're listening to The Truth is Funny with Colette Marie Steffen and Nancy Holmes, my guest today. We are talking about border-free bees and how we can improve the health of our bee community. We'll be right back after this break. 1-800-930-2819. Let's make some shift happen.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to transformationradio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
Have you ever wondered how you might feel differently if the books were full of her instead of him? What if your history lesson was filled with powerful women leaders and rulers? As a woman, would you feel more empowered? As a man, would you see women differently? I'm Megan Edge. I'd love for you to join me on my radio show, Playing on the Edge, Radical Change with Ease, with my co-host, Dr. Pat, on Transformation Talk Radio. I hope to see you there.
Are you looking for the perfect setting for your next workshop or retreat? At Spirit Fire Meditative Retreat Center, cultivating consciousness is what we do best. Our guests count on us to create an atmosphere that supports serenity and well-being. We lead from the heart and create space for the mind. Freshly prepared meals designed with local and organic ingredients, 95 acres of beautiful woods and pastures, and a facility built with green in mind. This is what you'll find at Spirit Fire. For more information, visit spiritfireretreatcenter.com.
Introducing The Lucid Planet, a digital gathering place featuring cutting-edge, high-vibrational content that will empower and inspire you to become the greatest version of yourself. Visit The Lucid Planet today to stimulate your mind, body, and soul as you connect with a global community of like-minded people. The Lucid Planet is edited by renowned psychologist and author Dr. Kelly Neff, who is here to help you cope with anxiety, connect to your higher purpose, uncover your true passions, and live your dreams. Dr. Kelly's fresh, compassionate perspective emphasizes growth, transformation, healing, and thriving, even in the face of adversity. Say goodbye to bad news and low vibrational media for good and become part of the larger collective of people working together to navigate the global shift of consciousness and transform the world from within. Join the planet, the Lucid Planet. Visit thelucidplanet.com. Welcome home. If you have been struggling with fear and anxiety, you know how debilitating these emotions can be. You constantly doubt yourself. You can't make decisions and feel more and more insecure and stuck. Dr. Friedman Schaub's book, The Fear and Anxiety Solution, will provide you with the insights and tools to break through these challenges. Through a step-by-step process, Dr. Schaub explains how to resolve the subconscious root causes of fear and anxiety and build a strong foundation of inner peace and confidence. Visit www.thefearandanxietysolution.com and get your copy now.
Order your copy of Dr. Friedman Schaub's The Fear and Anxiety Solution today. Visit thefearandanxietysolution.com for more information.
I am Colette Marie Steffen, and you're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. You can connect with me at thetruthisfunny.com. And also, if you're looking for my energy correcting cards, paintings, you can find those at T-A-I-L-S, Tales from the Vector. com. And you can find me on social media, Facebook, etc., at The Truth is Funny with Colette. I have Nancy Holmes on the radio show today, and we are talking about border-free bees. We had Andrea call in from New York, and I just want to address what we were working on, Andrea.
Hi, are
you there? Okay, so what was coming up, I find it really fascinating how my radio show works, because you know, the weakness here is, you know, those you know, people's words can really sting.
Yes.
And it's like you were in a beehive of gossip. There you go. And so we're just going to strengthen you to that. Also, what was really interesting is, because you are an actress, you're drawn to drama, and I'm getting you have a lot of friends who are drawn to drama. And so we're just going to strengthen that to keep the drama on the stage, and, you know, pretty much don't, you know, keep the drama on the stage where it belongs.
Exactly.
I picked three cards for you, of my dragon cards, and you can look these up if you want to on Tales from the Vector later. Actually, I will be doing, on the first of every Wednesday of every month starting in May, I will be doing Facebook Live with the pictures, so that people can see the dragons, but that'll be next month. The cards that I picked for you was the Manifestor, which is my... it's the sacral chakra, orange, beautiful dragon, and she's holding a ball of energy, and she's just focused, and she's flying through the air without a concern, because she knows that she can manifest, and that energy comes from the sacral chakra. I also picked the courage dragon, which is about the solar plexus, which is rather interesting. That's the card that came up for you. And so just strengthening to have the courage to speak. And it kind of makes me laugh a little bit, because you're an actress and you're afraid to be seen. Unless it's in a fictional sense is what's coming up.
You
don't mind if it's like a role you're playing. You get nervous at the thought of actually speaking your truth. And this comes from past life experiences of being... not so appreciated for getting on your soapbox. And so we're just going to...
And maybe being a witch.
Hey.
I've died a few times by hanging in fire.
Okay, so we're going to, you don't need to allow past experiences to stop you from moving forward in a powerful way. And this is energetic shifting for everyone, because a lot of people have this fear. Getting out and speaking is the number one fear for 99% of the people out there. And then once you overcome that, like me, when you do overcome it, you can't shut those people up. The other one, dragon I picked, is a beautiful dragonfly. It's green in the background, and she's balanced delicately on an echinacea flower. And so we're just going to strengthen that.
Have to say, that's my spirit totem insect, and my company is Dragonfly Films.
Don't you just love it? So can I ask you what your number is at now?
Well, I feel much better now. I feel I'm good to go.
Yay. That's what we call the blissful bliss of neutrality. Thank you so much for your time and energy and calling in. You're much appreciated.
Thank you.
All right.
And I hope to meet you one day.
I hope so, too.
I'll come on your show.
Yeah. Have an amazing, amazing day. Thank you. Nancy? Mm-hmm. Now we can go back to bees. we do have another caller. I just want to find what her issue is. And then we're going to let you talk about bees again.
Not a problem.
All right. All right, buzz. Carter, do we have the next caller?
Yeah, we have Marie from Paris. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Marie.
Hi. Hello. Thank you very much to both of you, Nancy, for the work that you do, and Colette as well, in contribution. It's great to see proactive things being done to improve the environment for all of us. Because otherwise it can be very stressful hearing about pollution and doom and gloom.
Yeah. One thing I want to say is that you're in Paris, right?
Mm-hmm.
Do they have any nectar trails in Paris?
Not really. No, there's not a lot of green space and flowers through the city. It's starting to be a bit on rooftops, but it's lagging behind here, I would say.
Okay, so, there's always room for a nectar trail in Europe, right, Nancy?
Oh, totally. I mean, just look at Amsterdam. Amsterdam is an amazing city. The whole city has devoted itself to bee health.
Wow.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Plus it's beautiful.
Marie is actually, I met her years ago in Vancouver at a demo. And at that time, she said she wanted to move to France. And so we energetically shifted her, and then she did. And she's in it. And Marie often calls into the show just because she wants energetic shifting, because she wants to be the best version of herself. So I told her, I think you should just come on my radio show. She's going to be on the 24th here to talk about that. What can we do for you today, Marie?
Well, of course I can call for my own shifting, which there's a whole heck of a lot of shift going on. But I thought to ask a question that's relevant for Nancy, since we have her there.
Yeah, thank you. That's amazing. Thank you.
I go beyond myself, which we ought to do. So Nancy, I just enjoyed a sip of my tea with honey, but is it better that we use vegan alternatives, for example, agave syrup and or maple syrup, or within bee products, is it better for us to use bee pollen or other derivatives instead of honey? So it's kind of a twofold question. Should we use vegan alternatives? Does that help? And or other products other than honey?
Are you asking?
Really good question.
Oh, sorry. Yeah, sorry. I didn't mean to interrupt. I just wanted to say, are you asking that if when we're eating honey, are we causing more stress for the bees? Is what I'm getting.
Yeah. Is it better for us to if we want something from bees, to use a different type of bee product, like bee pollen, is it easier on our dear honeybees? Or is it better that we just kind of reduce our consumption and use other products that are vegan instead of honey? Does that...
Yes.
Yeah, that's a really good question. And I'm not an expert on honeybees, but my sense is that most people who, you know, local small producers of honey keep really good care of their bees, right? The massive bee sort of farmers who have, like, you know, 100,000 hives or something, that's a different kind of commercial breed. But, you know, if you're buying small batch local honey from your farmer's market, I bet you're buying honey that's where the farmers are really looking after the bees really well. Now, honeybees are farm animals, right? They're not the wild bees that our project's focused on, but they're really well looked after. One of the things to think about, though, is not necessarily the honey that comes out of the hives and that you consume, but it's what all those bees are doing, which is things like pollinating huge monoculture crops like almonds in California. You know, where hundreds of thousands of hives are shipped across from Florida to California every spring. We're consuming way too many almonds. You know, we have to start thinking about, you know, what we're using bees for, and just being better consumers when it comes to choices we make around.
That is good information to know. You know, thank you so much, Marie, for calling in and asking that question. And we'll see you on the show on the 24th. Well, we won't see you because that one's not going to be live on Facebook, so don't worry about that. But I'm really looking forward to having you on the show as a guest on the 24th. And thank you so much for your time and energy and for calling in and pointing this out to us. It's something I hadn't really thought about myself, about the almonds. So,
I think it's so interesting. And in addition, the last quick point is just of how bees are so territorial in terms of their hives, but yet there is this whole cross-pollination and so on. So it's an interesting field. Thank you so very much. Bye for now.
Bye. Thank you, Marie. So, Nancy. That's something that, are you saying they basically have factory farms for bees too now?
Absolutely, they do. Yeah, there's you know, huge bee farms, bee industry, yeah.
Yeah, okay, so that's another thing I wasn't really aware of. And so what else can we, what other plants, do bees, you mentioned the carrots and all of that. It makes sense, doesn't it? Are those also really strong plants for all pollinators, or are bees more fussy?
Well, all pollinators, bees, the reason we talk about bees so much when we talk about pollination is because bees are great pollinators. They're by far the most efficient pollinators on the planet. Because their bodies are made for pollination. You know, flowers and bees evolve together. Bees have body parts made for carrying pollen, like hairy bodies and little parts of their legs where they stuff pollen. The other insects, they're absolutely crucial too. I mean, there are certain beetles that pollinate like coffee and chocolate and things, which are great.
Thank you, beetles.
Thank you, or whoever. I kind of don't know exactly what they are, but some kind of animal like that. So insects are really important, but bees are just so perfect and efficient as pollinators. That's why we talk about them so much. Having a really good diversity of flowers, having flowers that are really open for insects to land in, like not the doubles, more of the singles. Flowers that are that bloom from spring to fall. So start off really early with those willows and crocuses and have flowers all summer, right into the fall with all those fall blooming things.
I just have to interrupt you because we need to take one more short break, and then when we come back, we're going to be irresistible.
Great.
We'll be right back.
Thank you. knowledge book currently studied in 39 countries and 15 languages around the world, accelerates our evolution, takes us out of depression, offers universal truth, protects us, and makes us stronger, both spiritually and physically. So if you are interested in the knowledge book, visit usa.theknowledgebook.net and tune in to the Knowledge Book Radio with Marge Potasik on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
Did you know that all of the shows on the Transformation Radio Network are available as podcasts to stream or download?
Really?
Check us out. Go to TransformationRadio.fm. We have business shows, spiritual shows, energy healing shows, and pretty much everything in between. Something for everyone guaranteed to inspire, educate, and transform. We are transforming the world, one listener at a time.
How would you like increased health and vitality? How would you like to avoid the onset of disease as well as slow the aging process? This is all possible through a simple, safe, and natural process. Every day, we are either moving toward wellness or away from wellness.
Hi, I'm Mary Jane Mack. I'd like to be your partner in achieving optimal health. Contact me now at MaryJaneMack.com or call 425-392-0659. Visit MaryJaneMack.com.
High-frequency healing for an amazing life with Source Light Radio. Join host Laura Barton each month on Transformation Talk Radio as she explores Source Light Integration, a unique spectrum of energy, light, and frequency. Experience instantaneous healing and amazing shifts in consciousness with Source Light Integrations Radio. For more information on Laura and her work, visit SourceLightIntegrations.com.
Calling all moms, it's time to awaken your vibrant, intuitive, loving self in every area of your life. Join host Debbie Pokornik as she shares thoughts, stories, and tools to help you stand in your power. Listen to Vibrant Powerful Moms helping everyday women create extraordinary lives, Mondays at 2:30 Pacific, 5:30 Eastern. For more information about Debbie, visit empoweringenergy.com. That's empowering with letters N-R-G.com.
Welcome to the Dr. Pat Show, talk radio to thrive by. I am so thrilled to be talking to all of you. We have got talk radio for all of us. Are you ready and willing and able to accept all of the abundance you can muster up in your life? Yeah. Check us out at drpatshow.com, transformationtalkradio.com, transformationradio.fm. Oh my goodness.
This is Colette Marie Steffen. You're listening to The Truth is Funny on Transformation Talk Radio. I have Nancy Holmes on the show with me today, and we are talking about bees, border-free bees, and being bee ambassadors. I was going to share my little bee story. Everybody has a bee story. And my bee story was I was out in Tulum, Mexico. This was 2011, I think. And I was studying with Resonance Project Foundation as an emissary out there. And we were in this big, huge room, and you know, like, and this was in Tulum. And a bee flew in the back door, and I was sitting at the front, and it went straight for me and landed in my hair. And I was jumping around, and everybody's looking, what is, you know, they were wondering, where is this bee going? And it ended up in my hair. And then I found out that the day before we had been at the bee temple. So I just thought that was funny.
We have a bee temple.
That's a good idea. Let's have one. So we do have one more caller, and I'm just going to quickly take this call, Carter, and then we'll let Nancy talk some more about being a bee ambassador.
Yeah, we have Simone from Alberta. Welcome to the show.
Hello, Simone.
Good morning. Hello, Colette, and hello, Marie. I mean, sorry. Hello, Nancy.
Hi there.
Hi.
What can we do?
My voice.
Were you losing your voice before you came on the radio?
No. Well, I'm not sure because I wasn't talking.
Okay. I'm just, so what can we do for you today?
Is it all right if I ask for some help from you that doesn't have anything to do with bees?
Absolutely. And I'll just quietly, I don't need to voice my energetic shifts. I'll just let you hang in there and she'll talk about bees and then we'll check in with you. But I just want to know what is it that we can, that I can empower you?
I've had all kinds of health problems, and I believe that it's all stress related, and I have so much to offer in the way of my creativity, my talent, my observational capacity, and it's being squandered right now because I end up in situations where I'm making improvements in the workplaces that I have been in, but it's not serving me, and I want to serve the world with my extra talents that are above and beyond.
Okay, so we have a very small amount of time left on the show. So what I'm going to do is just get a baseline from you. So, you know, 10 being this is the worst thing. I feel terrible if I don't get into a place where I'm totally empowered. 10 is the worst, and 0 is I don't care about it. I'm neutral. Where are you at?
I think overall, even though right now I personally feel like I'm at a 2, in the background hovering is a horrible number 8, I would say.
Okay. All right. I'll work on this for you. Nancy, go ahead and tell us about the bees.
Okay. Great. Well, let's talk about stress a little bit. Bees are really stressed. They're really in trouble. And I'm talking about all bees, honeybees and native bees. You know, if you remember, if you're old enough to remember going for a drive in the country when you were, you know, in the 50s, 60s, and 70s, your windshield would be thick with yellow goop every time you stopped to fill up your gas tank. Well, not anymore. 75% of flying insects in the northern hemisphere have disappeared in the past 20, 25 years.
Say that again.
That 75% of flying insects have disappeared in the northern hemisphere over the past 20, 25 years. It's Insectageddon, which is the environmental writer George Monbiot says.
Whoa.
So it's serious. Like, it's really serious. But the good thing is that scientists are working a lot on the diseases and pesticide issues which are harming bees. But everyday people, ordinary people all across the world can actually really help bees. Gardeners, landscapers, communities, homeowners, kids, schools, churches. We all can plant flowers for bees and make habitat for bees. And if we do that, it's a huge thing, because that is one thing scientists can't do. I mean, they can't make, you know, land and food and flowers for bees. So we all can. So I my goal, you know, in doing this project is to try to encourage everyone to plant flowers for bees, to support flower planting for bees and habitat creation for bees.
Okay, so I'm just going to... I'm just going to check in here for a second with Simone.
Sure. Yes, go ahead.
Are you there, Simone?
Oh, yes, I'm here.
And has your number changed?
I feel this overall calming effect even through my forearms. I feel like a giant vessel of water that's kind of being drained of some kind of energy.
There we go.
Bad energy.
So the cards that I picked for you were three.
Yeah.
Was the one is the Temple of the Soul, and it's a beautiful dragonfly. It's got a blue background, and her thing is, my soul is home. So I just strengthened you to come into your body fully present, 100% in your integrity. That's the integrity card. And also I was clearing some past traumas. We have to let you off the show because we only have 3 minutes left. I just want to say I'm glad that you phoned in and thank you for your time and energy. I just want to let Nancy give us a couple more minutes here. And can you believe how fast time flies, Nancy? In radio land. So thank you so much, Simone, for calling in. And Nancy, you've got a couple more minutes here. The bee ambassador. How do we be a bee ambassador? That was a tough
one. Okay, it's easy to be a bee ambassador. You know, you find a piece of property, a piece of land somewhere that you have stewardship over, whether it's your own backyard, or whether it's your church or a community garden, and you plant and care for a minimum 1 square meter bed of
bee-friendly flowers. You know, you choose really good ones that are appropriate for your region. You make sure you don't use pesticides. You get stuff blooming from spring to fall. Leave some bare spots for the wild bees to dig. And then put up a sign that's visible to the public. And because it's, we need to have these conversations. And
we've run out of time here, so I don't want to interrupt you, but I have bee, you know, like the bees are calling, and they need us to empower them. And I want to thank you so much for all your good work and appreciate you so much coming on this radio show. It has been so much fun having you on. And thank you very much for all your good work.
Thanks for being a bee ambassador.
Okay. And thank you, everyone out there. Thank you, Carter, for producing the show, the people that called in. And, of course, Pat, for giving us all this opportunity to speak about all these wonderful things. Bye for now, and we'll see you next Wednesday.
You've been listening to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan. Tune in to The Truth Is Funny with Colette Stephan each Wednesday at 8 a.m. Pacific, 11 a.m. Eastern on TransformationTalkRadio.com. Join Colette on the Higher Self Network as she provides energetic shifts and consistent results in every area of life, inspiring listeners to shine their brilliance and ensure success while roaring with laughter as they recognize the humor of the giant cosmic joke. The Truth Is Funny. Visit thetruthisfunny.com for more information. That's thetruthisfunny.com.